You didn't know we had liturgical dance. Now we do. On Father's Day. Oh, turn it around, too. Feast of God. Summing up 52 weeks of the story and lessons for us. And this lesson is about the inner life of God. And when I saw that, you see in the upper center there are two constellations, and they're kind of wrapped around each other, like yin-yang. I think that's the Creator, the Father, and the Word, the Son, in God. Now, Van Gogh didn't know that, but if he was around, we'd tell him. That's the inner life of God. And it's that the Father or the Creator speaks a word, Jesus, and that word is perfectly mirroring, presenting what the Father is and wishes us to know. And then, from those two joined together, out goes another galaxy. See that to the right? I think that's the Spirit. And we've always been taught that the Spirit is the love of the Father and Son. That love produces the Spirit. Oop, liturgical dance just ran away. That's the inner life of God. God is social. God is intimate. God is also omnipotent, omnipresent. Everywhere. A mystery greater than our little minds can contain, but we get glimpses, like Van Gogh gives us a glimpse. I read this week and it said, if you have fallen in love, you have seen the face of God. Not bad. If you know love, you know God. Take that with you this week. Next week is the Feast of Christ, the Body and Blood of Christ. That's when God, after Christmas and the Paschal Mystery, became a daily, weekly, massly part of our life. What a gift. And we need it. And I warned a couple of folks as they were coming in, we're going to have a little politics this morning. So if you don't like that at church, I don't know what to tell you. Because I think if I read national politics the way we do every day, all day, there's something frozen there. Gridlock. There's something inflamed there, and it hurts. And I'm saying government may not be able to fix it. And church has been kind of quiet. for exactly the reason that says church and politics, we try to keep them kind of apart. But if there's a black hole, if there's gridlock, if things are stuck, if it's not working, somebody has to speak. And I'm going to suggest that's church. That's us. What does that mean? Now, this is going to be a little reach of history. You who are 50 years old and older, remember Ember Days. Ember Days were 4 times a year. And they happened, and the reason I could remember it was it were weeks of first week of Lent. Lent, Pent, Luce, Cruce. Lent, first week of Lent. So that happened before Easter. Pentecost, that was a week ago today. So in the week following Pentecost, we had an Ember Day or week. And then the Feast of St. Lucy. Remember that gal with the candles in her hair? And Cruce, the Feast of the Holy Cross. And the Ember Days were, as I remember them, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of those weeks, 4 times a year, quarterly, when we had praise of God and petitions and penance for some need. I think the need is more ethics, more morality, more law in our national government. And so it's an invitation, if you wish, to say that makes some sense. Lent, Pent, that's last week. One of those quarterly weeks just happened. Take it on each of ourselves to pray, to petition, maybe to do penance about that. There needs to be some pushback to the stagnation, whatever you want to call it. And it's an act of God and people of God to speak up when we're in a situation like we are today. That is non-political. I can get into it, you can get into it, wherever our politics comes from, because we're all hurting from it. And we need that kind of light, that kind of love. If you have fallen in love, you've seen the face of God. We need to fall in love now and again with our national world and to bring to it the face of God, which is love, which is ethics. What are ethics? Ethics are what doctors hold each other to. That's a whole way of regulating how we believe. Nurses do that, teachers do that, coaches do that. I have a code of ethics. Go to a hospital and read it. Do no harm. Part of my ethics. Morality, another guide to our behavior. And that's in our hearts. I hold myself to my morality. I am guilty, I am well, by the way I behave in relation to my morals. Law is what a society holds itself and its members to. National society, state, local, even church. We have laws and the implementation of laws that we expect at the national level. And right now they're not moving. And maybe we're not as ethical or as moral, or as legal, as we need to be as a nation. Let's make an amen with that. But I invite us, and I will try myself, in this ember time, to make a difference by prayer, penance, and praise.